on network, the best damn show in radio, XTC from the UK.
Unlike Michael Grant, not only do I like the food, I love the people, and Nakamura. And Nakamura is telling you is gonna be in the Rumble. 100,000% he's gonna be in the Rumble.
Bow down and tell me that only you again, you are the king.
Whoa! Whoa!
Never doubt you again, you are the king.
Whoa!
Are you ever seeing that on the line? That's crazy, isn't it,
Jim? There's only one monarch, and that's Queen Elizabeth, mate. So don't think that you're any better than the Queen. We'll see. I'll take that bet. I am that sure that Nakamura is going to be in the Rumble. I will say what you said. I will praise you, Shad. I will give a 5-minute praising of Shad on the next show.
Yeah. Okay,
a solid 5 minutes. Solid 5 minutes.
We heard it here. Next week on the show, BDSI Network, FTC from the UK. If Shad is right about Nakamura not in the Rumble, he's gonna pray for Shad. Conversely, if Nakamura does show up after months and months of Vaughn predicting it, you gotta do the same thing, Shad. You gotta pray Vaughn for 5 minutes. You're up for that.
Lord have mercy! How many years in a row is this now? 2014, Batista won the shit, you didn't like it. 2015, Double R won the shit, you didn't like it. 2016, Triple T won the shit, you didn't like it, but you laughed anyway because it was at Roman Reigns' expense. 2017, guess what, motherfuckers? Whoever loses, I win. Yes, I win again, motherfuckers. XTC from the UK on the BDSIR network, the best damn show in radio. I am your host, your winner, your champion, Grant Body P. Sorry, I'm a champion. Sorry, I'm a champion. You lost one. What is wrong with you, fans? I don't get it. You complain on the internet that a part-time motherfucker always wins the Rumble. And this year, a full-time motherfucker won it, and you still don't like it. Or am I missing the point? That's what it sounds like to me. Plus, Raw, SmackDowns, and all that. Plus, Seth Rollins. Is he out the game for another WrestleMania? Let's hope not. Plus, more rumors here and there that we did see, and I'm about to put people on blast. Plus, what you've been waiting for. What up? Fashion! Oh my gosh! Shinsuke Nakamura thought, fuck it! I'm not coming to the Rumble because Shad said so! The Shad Father, not in effect this week. Sensational Joe with the bottom of the breath, not in effect this week. That is a damn shame. But you got me, Grab Body P, you got Mr. NXT, Wardle, and you got the serial killer, Matt Sacco. What's good, guys?
Pretty good, man. Really good. Really, really excited about the Rumble and what happened in Raw. Like, everything's suddenly taking shape very, very quickly. We'll get into the Rumble in a little while. Wardle, how you doing?
This is what I should have had. At number 30. But I didn't get this at number 30. I got Roman Reigns instead. That's what I should have heard this. I should have been marking out, you know, just flipping my cereal on the floor, chucking my chicken wings at the wall.
No!
Chuck the joint down, but no.
I was really, really expecting Samoa Joe's music to hit.
Right.
I really was.
I know we're not going to talk Rumble straight away, but I got 29, Taker came out. And then as soon as that happened, I literally put in the group of everybody, I was like, I fucking bet Reigns is next. I just knew it. I knew he was going to ruin it, because as the meme that's been going around, Vince McMahon was like, you wanted a Samoan, and his real name's Joe. Vince McMahon is pissing himself because he pulled the greatest, the greatest joke I think he's ever done in the history of Vince and Kennedy's life. There's a Samoan, and his actual name is Joe. Samoan Joe.
He did fuck us in the ass.
Unlike the heathens, wrestling fan base and all of that, who are like, I'm going to send an angry tweet of my displeasure, and I'm going to boycott, Roman Reigns in the Rumble, I have no issue with. Randy Orton winning the Rumble, I have no issue with.
Whoa.
The Rumble was brilliant. Anyone that says otherwise is a moron. Such a good Rumble. The whole thing was awesome.
It was a very good Rumble, but I must say, the last 10 minutes, as Reigns entered at 30, I got very twitchy. I was like...
I was fine with the whole thing. Genuinely,
I part of me was like, if he wins this now, wrestling card, put in the shredder. Not just hand it in, put in the shredder.
Whoa!
I wouldn't have minded him winning the Rumble. I'm going to say that as well. I really wouldn't have minded.
Whoa! That's hard!
Three Royal Rumbles in a row, focused purely around one man, would have just been too much. That would have just pissed me off too much. The rest of the Rumble was good, the card was good, the matches were good. The Rumble itself was good because it was very unpredictable. Taker came out like cleaning house, Goldberg squashed Lesnar again, which I sort of had issue with because up until Goldberg came out, Lesnar just destroyed everybody. You know, Lesnar comes in, destroys everyone, then he gets destroyed himself with one spear.
Goldberg, isn't it? Got fucking strong.
Yeah.
Got fucking strong. He never gets
but
weak.
It all be.
There's booking a man strong and then there's making your entire roster look like jokes. So I wasn't so cool with that, but honestly, the rest of the Rumble, really good. Randy Orton winning, I think you've got a lot of unpredictability because I think Bray Wyatt's going to feature heavily into somewhere. Will Bray Wyatt win the Elimination Chamber and have Orton Wyatt feud? I don't know.
I'll say we'll get to that because, I mean, that's the thing that's pissed me off the most about the fact that recently...
There's a lot they could do with that. It keeps it interesting. Orton winning, I think you could have chosen other people who maybe it could have made them a star, but it's something a little bit different because there's a lot of different things they could do between now and Mania, and, you know, Orton could do a few different things, so it's something very interesting.
Yeah. And, I mean, as I said to a lot of the people that were complaining on Twitter and then instantly got blocked by a few of them because they didn't like it.
Oh dear.
Was who says that Orton has to challenge John Cena, Bray Wyatt, AJ Styles, whoever it is that has the title at the time, because he won the Rumble. And as far as my recollection is concerning, on a dual branded event, he doesn't have to challenge the World Heavyweight Champion, surely.
Boom! Boom!
Like, what's saying he doesn't challenge KO or Lesnar or whoever it is that's got the Universal title? Everyone's assuming he's going to challenge SmackDown guy.
Suddenly, somebody has understood. May I remind you, jabronis, what you're listening to right now? This is the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. What Ward or Mr. NXT has just demonstrated to you is intelligence.
You can't call me Mr. NXT anymore. I'm sorry, I've had to
I've got to
drop that.
Oh no! You have to call me a different name.
I thought me and Nax were tight, but it's cool.
Nax, he decided to stay in his yard. But we're going to get to that. As far as you, Serial Killer, once again, people, you're listening to the BDSIR Network.
The
best damn show in radio, STC from the UK, Smack Talk Centre Radio. You see what I'm saying? What Matt Sackhoff just did there was intelligence. He mentioned a word, a key word in his thoughts of the Rumble, right? Which was very, very beneficial and should pay attention. The word was unpredictable. Okay? Now, leading up to the Rumble, right? And this is why I love the fact that Randall won. Well done, Randall. Well done. I love the fact that he won. Why? Because, check it out, Goldberg came out, yeah? I'm going to win the Rumble. Brock Lesnar came out. I'm going to win the shit. Undertaker come out. I dug 29 holes for 29 souls. I'm going to win this shit. You had so many people. Dean Ambrose, The Miz, Baron Corbin. You know what I mean? All these mans piping up themselves, running off their mouth, saying, I'm going to win this shit. I didn't hear, not once, I don't know about you guys, I did not hear Randall Orton say shit about winning the Rumble. He stayed quiet.
I was just saying as well, that up until that point, he was very quiet in that match. There wasn't any points where he came in and just, he thought, oh, he's going to win. When it got down to the last three, all my money was on Bray Wyatt at that point.
Wow!
It's going to be Bray. It's going to be Bray.
Sorry, I think that's because they learned from, like, Mania and stuff like that. Like, Baron Corbin winning the Andre the Giant. Like, huge pop. Random NXT guy won this Battle Royal on his debut. Joe winning the title in NXT at a house show. Like, they're realising that we want unpredictability as well. You know, as much as we want really good storyline, actually
yeah.
not knowing is what we want because of people like Meltzer spoiling it all the time.
You're spoiling shit!
We want random things to happen. That's what we want. That's why everyone was craving surprise entrances and
yeah.
stuff, because we knew where it was going to go. We all had this idea that it was either going to be Lesnar, Goldberg, or Taker, or Strowman. There was no one else.
Yeah.
Nobody else in contention for that.
Yeah.
And didn't Baron Corbin do well?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a good showing from Baron Corbin? He really impressed me in the Rumble.
Well, yeah, I'll say the people that really impressed me was definitely Corbin. Ty Dillinger pulled off a very, very good performance.
Yeah, he was solid. Sami Zayn
yeah.
thought was solid.
Jericho.
Jericho. He spent too much time on the outside, knocked out.
Jericho.
Oh, he's boasting about it now, ain't he? The 61-minute man.
61-minute man.
Don't get me wrong.
He was
entertaining as hell. But he spent too much time on the outside. But you knew straight away he was going to be in the Rumble till later because he spent most of it outside, lying down.
Well, hashtag sexy pinata trended more than hashtag Royal Rumble.
No!
Because Jericho is a sexy fucking pinata. That killed me. When they said that killed me. I was done.
Wow! I know.
With the Rumble match itself, I honest to God, hand on heart, have no issue with how that Rumble played out whatsoever. I am very, very happy. I even put on Twitter that I would rate it as good as 92. I thought it was an exceptional run. I was never bored. There was no surprises, like major ones, but that's fine because I wasn't bored. It was quick, and I liked it.
I was a bit bummed out by the lack of surprises, but that's been a bit nitpicky because it was a great Rumble because there's always something happening. There's always different scenarios playing out. And like you said, there wasn't a bit where I was a bit bored. And it didn't drag. 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't feel like I wanted to get to sleep.
It officially started, I'm sure the official start time for it was like 2:40 and it was done by half, I'm sure it was like 1:30 or 2:40. I was like, I'm fine with that. That's absolutely fine. Because the last few Rumbles have dragged on for like an hour and a half or an hour and a quarter. And I was just like, I can't be dealing with that. It's just too much. After I've just watched 3 hours of like prelims. Like, that's just too much. But this one just felt quick. And the ring was full all the time. And there was lots of eliminations. It just felt really different. And I did really enjoy it. And I have no issue with Reigns coming out. Like, at all. Not a problem.
Do you know what I think you understood?
I think I've gone back. There were a few sort of wasted spots. I think, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's always
waste. You could have brought Nakamura, Joe. You could have brought them in instead of the likes of, I don't know, Kalisto or James Ellsworth, and that would have been cool and that would have made it even better. But at the same time, if they don't want to waste their debut in the Rumble, that's fine, because Joe appeared the next night, which carved my tits a bit. But I was a bit bummed about no Nakamura, but I'm sure we'll find out why eventually.
But yeah, I mean,
overall, it was really, really good, and I find trouble to really criticise it that much.
I'd say the only issue that I had with the entire event as a whole was, now it has to do with Reigns, but it's not Reigns personally. This is the creative decision to do it because I just didn't get it, and it was the Braun running during the Universal Title match, right, to then not have Reigns come out whilst Braun was in the ring, but then also to have Reigns dump out Taker, setting up two feuds. You know what I mean? Which says to me, unless they're going to roll this angle of let's protect Taker at Mania and do a triple threat, I have no idea the madness of that booking decision. Because to me, it's illogical. Just completely illogical. But that's not Reigns' fault. And that's not Strowman's fault. That's not Taker's fault. But I just don't get it. Like, at all. It doesn't make sense to me.
It's almost as if they want to give Roman Reigns something to boo about. You know what I mean? You eliminate...
Yeah, they're setting him up to be a heel, but they're trying to keep him face. So I don't understand the logic. Just doesn't add up to me.
I was saying to Joe off air, I feel like the booked Double R almost the same as John Cena, whereas he's a troll character.
Yeah.
Like to boo him. He's supposed to be a good guy, right? But he's like a trolling character. Like, I mean, from what I've heard and from what I understand from the Rumble. Right, man come out at 30, and people didn't like that shit, and Vincent Kennedy was deading, right? And Triple H was probably deading as well. I don't know. Whoever was back there was probably in stitches, okay? You know what I mean? We're living in an era now with this social media-driven era, like where the fans love to troll the WWE, they love to troll the TNA, they love to troll almost every wrestling organisation there is. Almost anything to do with wrestling, you know what I mean? Just to get a kick out of this shit. Right, and it sounds to me like WWE played the fans at their own game.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds. Yeah. That's what it felt like to me.
I have no issue with the way it was done as such. I now want to see that situation resolved. I want to see Taker versus Reigns. I want to see Braun versus Reigns. But the problem is how is that going to work? For me as a fan, I just can't buy into it. Unless it's a triple threat, it doesn't make sense. Because obviously Braun stared out Taker, they had their little confrontation, they've had their little beef going on Raw and SmackDown and stuff, like where he's staring at the monitor and stuff, and then obviously Braun interfered with Reigns, and then, because that was the issue, was that there wasn't a backstory to it.
Right.
Like, they had a bit of an altercation on Raw, and that was it. So then Braun thought, oh, fuck it, I'm going to cost him the Universal title. Like, to me, that just didn't work on a character level.
That,
if you know what I mean.
For me though, because they explained it on Raw.
Yeah, they did.
Interrupted.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't watch Raw.
Oh man, yeah, well, we did, and we can explain it to you.
Well, no, you know what I mean though. Like, I watch Raw, but
SmackDown's the show.
Do I care that much about? I don't want it explained the night after. I want it explained there. Why did that happen? It's not a major storyline, so why am I having to wait for an understanding of why that happened? If it was Rollins came out, then yes, I want to know why. Or if Joe came out and dumped out Reigns, then yeah, cool, I want to know why. But I don't understand that there and then why it was Braun Strowman, and a lot of the fans didn't, because that's why Braun really didn't get much of a cheer until he actually took him out, because everyone was like, yeah, fuck Reigns. But like, the fans didn't get it, the commentators didn't get it, because they couldn't tell it. So I just don't understand why we have to wait for a Z-list storyline to be explained. But like, to me, that just doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
Everything's a to-be-continued shit, you know what I mean,
yeah.
on this wrestling shit.
I want it there. I'm watching the show live. Tell me why, commentators, who are supposed to sell it, why this has happened.
Yeah.
And that's the only criticism I had of the entire show. Otherwise, I would have given it a 10 out of 10 show, because I thought it was excellent. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But because of that, I couldn't.
Yeah, basically Kevin Owens told Strowman about 3 or 4 weeks ago that if he...
No, not even that. It was probably...
Rumble,
yeah.
He'd give Strowman a title shot. So Strowman was defending Owens to make sure he got a title shot.
Right, got ya. Okay.
And also, I guess Roman Reigns did spear Braun Strowman when him and Goldberg did it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
It was, like I said,
two reasons.
Yeah, because like I said, the commentators were just sort of like, oh, yeah, remember like 3 weeks ago. And I was just like, well, no, because I've been too busy watching SmackDown and NXT and Dallas and you know what I mean? I was just, San Antonio, sorry. I was just like, no, I don't remember that. Like, how am I supposed to remember that if there's no build? if there's nothing from it since, like, you remember that storyline when Randall kicked Punk in the head? and they left it for like a year and a half before they did anything. Like, and it came out and it was like, oh, that was the motivation. That makes no sense. That's crap. Sorry, I'm not having that. A year and a half later, you decide to do something about it.
Well,
rubbish.
That's like WrestleMania 30. Wait, I'm sorry, Sacco. When Brock brought the streak, and then Undertaker didn't wait until like a year and a half later.
Loud noises.
He didn't wait until Battleground, right, to bait it up for Brock.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I know that's a proper WWE thing. It just, yeah, I don't know. That was, like I said, the only reason I couldn't give it a 10 out of 10 was because of that. Because for me, I just didn't get it, and it just didn't make any sense.
Well, as far as the knowledge that I've seen of it, right, because I caught upon Raw as well, it appears you got the Fastlane joint roughly a month from now. So my guess is Braun Strowman got to fight Roman Reigns because Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman had some more altercations on Raw.
So
that's what that was. I believe they will fight at the Fastlane joint, right? 2 weeks, it would actually be a week from now, as time of this goes out on BDSI Network. You got the Elimination Chamber, so next week, guys, we have another prediction show. Hey! Yeah, man. That's what that was. As far as Roman Reigns, Undertaker, wow. People are making mad assumptions right now. People are making mad assumptions. Like, Serial Killer alluded to earlier. We just licked February, right? Big B WrestleMania is not until early April, right?
Yeah.
We got a whole heap of building, whole heap of twists and turn, right? Does Roman Reigns have to necessarily fight Undertaker? No. Well, to be honest with you, I don't want to see Roman Reigns versus Undertaker. It's the same as Rock and Undertaker. I like the both of them, and I don't want them to fight. It's one of them ones. It's one of them things in my head. I don't want it to happen. You know what I mean? Just because he went through Triple H, he has to go for Undertaker too. I don't know. I ain't going to bury it or nothing. It's just, I just don't want to see it. But if it happens, then it happens. It's one of them things. The same goes with Randy Orton's winning the Rumble. A lot of assumptions out there by the fans out there on the internet talking about he's going to fight John Cena at WrestleMania. Motherfucker, there's two pay-per-views in between. One of them is the Elimination Bumper Car Chamber. And how do we know, right, that sometime in March, they might just pull another fast one like they did last year with the Roadblock shit, right? And throw a sneaky pay-per-view in there, like a sneaky house short-term pay-per-view. You don't know.
And what's to say next week on SmackDown or 2 weeks after, like the SmackDown after fucking Elimination Chamber? They don't just turn around and go, oh, by the way, John Cena, you've got a title match, and he loses. Who's to say that doesn't happen?
Exactly.
Like, and who's to say, like I said earlier, that he's even going to challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship?
Right.
Who's to say he doesn't go, fuck you, Wyatt, I'm going to jump over to the Raw joint? Who's to say that he doesn't do that?
Exactly.
Say Bray Wyatt doesn't win the World Championship in the Elimination Chamber and Orton goes on to win at Mania the Universal title.
You don't, exactly, you don't know.
Wouldn't that be different and cool?
Exactly, you don't know. Even when I made that early prediction earlier last year, you know what I mean? I had this crazy idea that Seth Rollins was going to win the Rumble and then challenge the SmackDown champion, whoever that may be. Well, I thought it would be AJ Styles at the time. You know what I mean? That was my crazy vision.
And I think the absolute worst part about all the bitching and whinging about it, because everyone keeps posting, oh, you know, look how many times I fought, blah, blah, blah. I can honestly say that I don't remember a Randy Orton versus John Cena match that was bad. I can't.
That is true!
If I think back to, like, John Cena versus Orton, I quit. That was a phenomenal match.
That was quite a savage match.
Like, even, like, random little matches on Raw when it was like John Cena versus Randy Orton, when like John Cena was in the Nexus when he got recruited, you know what I mean, and stuff like they were good matches. Why are people complaining about you? Why are you complaining about having a guaranteed 5-star match? Because it's going to be great. It's Randy Orton and John Cena. It's going to be great.
Another
people have got is that it's happened so many times before.
Another,
that's the complaint.
I want to bring up another perfect example. And I'd love to bring this one up, you know what I mean? Because this is how it's just an example of how gullible and how foolish and how you know how fickle fans are. Royal Rumble 2014, do you know the one Batista won the shit?
Great Rumble.
Right? Before that, right, you had Randy Orton's versus John Cena for the title, okay? And the crowd went crazy for that match. They went crazy. It was going back and forth. You couldn't tell who was going to win that shit. And I remember really well because I was at the Hogshead with the STC as a gathering, right? It was the Hogshead at the time, right? It didn't even come into the equation, right? And the whole of Hogshead was on their feet, all on the edge of their seat. They didn't know. This is John Cena versus Randy Orton. They didn't know who was going to win the shit. Like, man.
I know what you're saying, Sacco, about, you know, it's happened so many times before. But, like, if you think of a really recent example, the New Day, how many times did they face the same tag teams week in, week out, on pay-per-views, on house shows, on TV shows?
I personally have not got a problem with it, because, let's be honest, I can't remember the last time Cena and Orton had a match together.
No, I can't, to be quite honest.
It's the stupid Americans. Talking of stupid Americans, we'll come on to them in a bit.
Uh-oh. No!
I've got rug burns where I've been sanding that wood down for a very special chair.
People just moaning because they had that program, 2009, 2008, where they must have faced each other about 7 or 8 times. But that was ages ago. I wanted to see Nivea Orton because I know it's going to be a good match. And I know they're going to bring physicality, they're going to bring a story to it. And there's going to be some good surprises along the way, so I'm all for it. Okay, it's not the most original matchup, but I'm all for it.
I know I'm going to get to that Mania part, like, you know, 2 hours in, 3 hours in, whatever. I'm going to get to that point, and I know business is about to pick up. If it's been a bit mediocre, I know it's going to get real, because you know that it's going to be, like you said, a fantastic match. And, like, the way that John Cena was at the Royal Rumble, fuck me, what a five-star match. I will not have anyone say that that was not a five-star match. That was incredible performance out of Styles and Cena. And if that's what he can bring to the table for a Mania, like for a Rumble, imagine what he's going to do at Mania against somebody he's wrestled so many times. Like, you know it's going to be amazing because they know each other. They know everything. Like, they tour together. They wrestle together all the time. Why would you not want to watch two people? That's like saying Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Hundreds of times they've wrestled.
Oh! Oh!
In WWE.
Oh, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Oh, I could watch them fight forever. Oh,
Exactly. I can think, honestly, so many examples
of
people would happily. Rock and Austin.
Rock and Triple H.
Yeah. Sting and Flair in WCW. That was like a weekly thing.
Sting and Flair, and the one that Mike Knox always brings up, Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, they're feuding for time.
Steamboat Savage. I could literally think of so many that went on for months, even years, feuding, and there was not an issue.
Mankind and The Undertaker.
Because it's Cena. Because people still don't appreciate who I still think is the best WWE star in history of the company, John Cena. I still don't get how people can't appreciate him.
Give it up for John Cena! 16 times!
16 times.
World Wrestling Federation champion! With the approval of Ric Flair himself, who is a friend of the STC, a friend of the Smack Talk Center. You still don't get it? Get this! Hand in your wrestling card.
Yeah. Flair said he had no issues with doing it. He supports him all the way. He's really good friends with him. He even approved the use because John Cena personally asked him if he could use the figure four, and he even allowed him
to
use the figure four. Genuine truth. It came out like a day or two ago. He even asked in person, can I use the figure four? And he approved it. Because he respects Flair, he respects the business, because that's what you do, because John Cena, next to Flair, is probably the greatest of all time.
Whoa, okay, just in case people didn't realise, I never watched the Royal Rumble, okay? You know what I mean? Because I was out and whatever, doing repping for you stuff. Cheap plug, but it's not, because I have to pay those bills, that's why I ain't got the WWE Network back. But
pay them bills.
Gotta pay those bills. Now, hang on. Whoa. You, hang on. You mean to tell me that at this Royal Rumble match against AJ Styles, John Cena used the figure four?
He did indeed.
Boom! No!
Locked it. All them people that were like, Cena sucks, and started booing him and stuff. When he locked that figure four, there was cheers. There was a lot of cheers.
Holy shit!
People, like, honestly, right, the fans are so fickle.
They are?
So fickle. John Cena has done more for the WWE than I can think of anybody in the last 15 years or whatever he's been in it. He's done more for that company than anyone, and he does a 3-4-5 schedule or whatever it is that he does. Like, give the man a fucking break, people. Jesus Christ.
Good God almighty, seriously?
He pulled out a career-defining performance, I feel, at the Rumble. Because there's some of the shit he did, I haven't seen him do before.
He had to because he knew AJ Styles was a different breed of wrestler that he's ever faced before.
Yeah. Like, you know, some of the stuff he's done in that match, he did before, but it wasn't quite perfect, and it was a bit botched and stuff. Everything he did in that match was spot on.
Wow!
It was spot on. And I've got to say, though, it wasn't
as good as their SummerSlam match. And that's not really a criticism, because that match was maybe match of the year. But I still think it was match of the night, but I don't think it was as good as their SummerSlam match.
No, I don't think... I totally agree on that, but it's definitely so far WWE's match of the year.
Definitely. Damn, homie, I may have to watch this Royal Rumble shit, but I just ain't got the time.
Seriously, need to.
Definitely watch the Rumble. And on a nice side note, I've totted up our predictions from the Royal Rumble.
Uh-oh.
It turns out that Joe is 5-3. Wardle, you are 5-3. You are 5-3. Mr. Serial Killer, I am 5-3. Shad.
Uh-oh.
3-5.
Oh, no! Hang on, how much did I get?
You were 5-3, so...
Whoa!
All of us got 5 right, 3 wrong, except Shad, who only got 3 right and 5 wrong.
Oh, shit! Uh-oh.
I'm disappointed. And what? Also, Jo got 5 right, and she didn't even pick one for the women's match.
Oh, yeah?
So, Jo could be way out in front if she'd have picked one.
Oh, wow! How about that, then? Man, it's a real shame. Shad may not be in effect next week as well because of work commitments and we're doing Elimination Chamber predictions. So that's going to be a bit of a blow. I sincerely hope that Joel returns on the show next week. And all being well, she might even bring her daughter on, because that was the word on the street, that her daughter was so vexed at Roman Reigns eliminated The Undertaker, that the daughter was going to come on the show and air out their grievances and call her friend Mark and stop watching the shit. Wow.
I'm a little bit pissed when Roman Reigns eliminated The Undertaker.
Man.
I will be keeping track of our predictions all through the year, and at the end of the year we will crown an official STC prediction king or queen.
Wow. And then I guess the loser gets a chair.
Yeah, loser gets a chair.
Oh.
Wardle, you in?
Oh, I'm always in for a chair.
No, he's in for it.
Talking of predictions, Wardle, would you like to explain to our listeners the little wager we had with our American friends?
Our American rivals.
I thought you were going to give them, like, rip on me a little bit then, but no, I'll happily explain the American situation.
Oh, no, that could wait, man. That could wait in the next half, I believe.
You got 5 right, the same as the rest of us.
Right, our good friends at the Altered Angle podcast in the United States of America, that is Josh Dillon and Pepper Brooks, they like to talk a big game on their podcast. So, at Survivor Series, I thought, okay, put your money where your mouth is. Let's challenge you on this one then. And we tied overall on predictions. So this time, I thought we'd make it a bit more complicated so that we wouldn't get a tie again. Because we can't leave it on a tie. What's a tie? It doesn't count. So what we did was, winners of the prelim matches, winner of the Rumble, the entry number for Taker, Braun, Goldberg, and Lesnar, and...
Big Les.
And then also... surprises. Who's going to enter the surprise? And at the end of all of that, I am proud to say, on behalf of Her Majesty, my Bezzy Liz, me and him go way back. And then Big Charles, Big C.
We beat
the Americans. And then when I say beat, we thrashed them. Utterly thrashed them. 7-3 overall.
Good God almighty! Well,
so, off the angle, that's 7-3. That means you came second, which means you lost!
You lost! And you got Donald Trump as a president!
And he just made that list.
What?
Stupid Americans.
You stupid Americans!
That was the greatest tweet I had ever written, was saying at the altered angle, hey, guess what? You lost, motherfuckers.
Oh, man! I need to retweet that shit! I need to retweet the shit! Hold on!
We sent a picture of the Queen swearing.
Oh, no! Wait. No. Where can I find you on the Twitter, Wardo? Because we haven't even done that. We got so much to talk about. We haven't even done the Twitter shit. We haven't done the Facebook shit. And, people, we haven't even done the Instagram shit.
www.facebook.com/group/map/center/request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it!
Follow us
on the Twitter.
@STC_WWE, you can find me @TheReal_Hold on. Where can they find you, Sacco?
They can find me @KickMask1. KICMask1.
Yeah, that's not literally kicking. Mr. P.
Yes, sir. Yeah, can find me upon the Twitter @Mezza the Infamous. MZA the Infamous. You know what I mean? Keep the submissions coming. Keep the good hip hop coming. You can now find me on Instagram. Yes, I have gone up in the world after 3,000 years being deaf on Instagram. You can find me at Infamous Grand Body P. That's where you can find me. Right, I have just retweeted your shit. The scores are in by a devastating 7-3 point lead. The Brits win. Now fetch me my tea and crumpets, motherfucker! At the altered angle. And there's the Queen who put up her fingers at the altered angle. I've got no balls. I don't know what you respond. Well, man, at the end of the day, you voted for Trump! You voted for a motherfucker who has got no experience in politics and shit. You might as well have voted for Kane. You might as well have voted for Rhino. You know what I mean? You're the same motherfuckers who voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for California State. Okay? Look at you now. Look at you now. We're better than you. We are the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio, the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. And I feel bad about running down these stupid Americans. Why? Because the founder of the BDSIR Network is a proud American himself in Mike Knox. Spelled with 3 X's because he's hardcore. But we did it, we said it, we did this shit for the BDSIR Network, the Soul and Sports Massive crew, and I sincerely hope that Mike Knox and his whole crew, Wale, Michael, and all the rest of the crew are proud of us right now. The altered angle, get your chair! Get your chair! And think twice!
And, you know, that now would be them, I'm gonna do it. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports crew, I challenge you, Joshes. WrestleMania.
You're next.
You're next.
I'm gonna knock you. Whoa, for real? You wanna go now, Wardle?
I'm 29 grand, 29 holes for 29 souls, and Mike Knox, you're one of them. I challenge you.
Hang on, this is a civil war. This is a civil war. You sure you want to go through this shit?
Yep. My God, I'm taking you on. I'm the big dog in this yard. And you're going to learn that Wardle, Sacco, Mr. T, Shadfather, Joe, that other guy that sometimes comes on, we can take your ass on. And I know that the FTC is better. Better than you.
And here's me thinking of appearing on the Solar and Sports Crew to give my predictions as well, to represent the Smack Talk Center. Seems like I can't do that anymore. Holy crap! Oh,
I think we've outgrown Mike Knox. I think we can take him. I think we're the daddies now.
Whoa! Seriously? Lord have mercy!
The combined mental power of me, you, and Sacco, because I'll obviously shed letters down on combined between us and Joe, I think we've got this. I reckon we can take down Solomon Sports. I challenge you, Mike Knox. I welcome the challenge, and I expect to hear from you. Tweet me, biatch. Game on.
Whoa!
I am the game.
You are the game. You are using the hammer.
I'm bringing down the holy hammer of triple teeth. The holy one.
You can't do this.
Cripple. I am the gamer.
Good God Almighty, no! Oh man, I had planned to appear on the Soul and Sports Show. Oh God, damn. Oh God. Ah, damn. Wow.
You can appear on the show just to remind them that we are number one.
Whoa! They put us on the map. They're the ones who put us on. You were just biting the hand that feeds you, Wardle.
If Seth Rollins can do it, so can we.
No, but you see what happens to Seth Rollins. Hey, Wardle, we'll talk about that in the next half, man. Word up. That is massive. That is... I like the idea, you know. I can't like it. I like the idea. I mean, a little BDSIR Network Civil War WrestleMania prediction show. Who can come with it to bragging rights? Oh man, that's like Brock Lesnar challenging Goldberg, that big WrestleMania.
The way I see it going down is, think back to Mania 30, who expected Lesnar to beat Taker? We are Brock Lesnar, the Conquerors, and I'm coming for you, Mike Knox. You're going down, son. You're going to learn. While I'm at it, Ian Cooper, where you at?
No!
Still here. 15 weeks, Cooper, where you at?
15 isn't counting up the weeks, you know, rotted! 15,
where you at?
Damn! Why are you asking? Why don't you count up Master Debaters as well? Might as well!
What? I've got beef with the Master Debaters anyway. They've stolen our Twitter thing where we go on the Twitter. They've stolen it.
What?
Stolen it. They use it.
Hey, yo, Judge Rinder, we'll be giving you a call. All right? We'll be giving you a call, Judge Rinder. This is not on. This is not right.
That would be the greatest episode of all time. You and Sad just sat there going on mental with Judge Rinder.
Yo!
That would be the greatest thing.
Imagine that, man. Imagine that, people. Myself, Grab Buddy, Pete, Wardle, Matt Sacco, you know what I mean? Joanne Chapman, you know what I mean? All going there, and the evil Shad, you know what I mean? Going to Judge Rinder, going against the evil Master Debaters, man. You know what I mean? And we tell Judge Rinder what they do. You know how much money we can get off that shit?
I'm open challenging the Master Debaters as well. Mania, WrestleMania, let's go big. Stolen Sports, Master Debaters. If I'm the Paulress, the Wardless, Paul Heyman wannabe that I am, I'm going to bring out Brock Shatner, and he's going to... He is undisputed prediction master, and he will predict your demise. And he's my boy. Hashtag white chocolate.
The Conqueror, you know what I mean? The Destroyer, you will be emasculated, you will be victimized!
Brock Shatner killed Snooker. He brought Bubba Ray back to the WWE.
He did!
Don't test him on this.
He did!
If he predicts that you're gonna lose, he is the Conqueror. The reigning, defending, get like half a joint or something. He was struggling.
All right, then. So it's a triple threat match then, right? Is that how it's going?
I'm declaring a triple threat.
All right. We want to hear from the Master Debaters.
This is War Games.
I mean, I want to hear from the Massive Debaters. I want to hear from the Silent Sports Massive and crew. You know what I mean? Who the Silent Sports Massive and crew, I highly respect as well. So.
Oh, I respect them, but I just think that if, you know, we're on a bit of a roll, let's go big or go home. And it's Mania. So
let's make an impact.
Let's go big.
It's about making an impact. You know how it is, man. You know, wow. Hey, we're going to go into a break right now. You know what I mean? Wardle's got me hyped. He's got me gassed and shit. You know what I mean? When we come back, Lord have mercy, we're going to talk some more Raw and SmackDowns. You know what I mean? I want to give a shout out to Lillian Garcia because she's chatting to Trish Stratus on my YouTube right now. Trish, oh my God. Damn, she's fine. She's changed her hair back to blonde-ish. Good God almighty. Sorry. Seth Rollins! Is he out of another WrestleMania? What sort of shit is that? We're going to get into that. Plus, the confession. You know what I mean? Wardle's got me gassed, but unfortunately, it comes at a price. He has to give a 5-minute confession and praise to one Chad Father who can't be here. You know what I mean? Which is a real shame.
I have no problem doing that.
And you are a good sport, I might add. You know what I mean? You are a good sport for that, man. Word up, man. So we're gonna do all that, man. Word up. Woo! Oh, yeah, and a little stupid rumour that I did see. And, oh, my God, I will get Bex. So expect to grab the rant. We'll be back after the Massive Debaters pay those bills. In fact, no. Change that. The altered angle, yeah, the altered angle. You gotta pay your bills now. You gotta pay your Trump care.
And Mike Knox, pay them bills.
Well, Mike Knox said they're gonna pay those bills. Yeah, he hasn't accepted the challenge yet.
He won't accept it.
See you on the other side, people.
What's up, guys? Kathy Kelly here, and Samoa Joe completely shocked the WWE Universe on Monday night when he came out and attacked Seth Rollins. However, we learned that Seth Rollins sustained an injury from that vicious assault. Samoa Joe wasted no time in revealing that the injury Seth Rollins sustained was no accident. He even changed his Twitter name to The Destroyer. Unsurprisingly, the WWE Universe did not love Joe's take on the news, but the Savage submission specialist was unfazed, mocking his mentions from Rollins supporters. Rollins tweeted a picture of his knee in the trainer's room with the heartbreaking caption, "Wish it was all just a bad dream." You can stick with us at WWE.com for further updates on Seth Rollins' condition.
BDSIR Network in association with Smack Talk Center proudly presents.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! Seth is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I cannot touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
But I want to see justice being served here. You, sir, you got to go to jail.
The only way I'll be happy with a Charlotte win is if Flair comes out to celebrate and has a heart attack.
He has to win 100%.
Oh, yes. Them big tick ties. That bottom, your them breasts.
They would look good wrapped around my ears. They don't want none, ho, they don't want none, they don't
want none, no, they don't want none. STC from the UK. Let's do this shit! Welcome back. And I hope you're still joining in at home. Have you had it in your wrestling card yet? Cena's gonna fight Randy Orton at WrestleMania. That's what you said. You damn horse. You don't own a half. www.facebook.com/groups/SmackTalkCenter. Request to join.
Don't be a weirdo.
Don't do it.
Don't be a tragedy like, oh. You're all tragedies. You think Cena and Randy Orton's gonna fight at WrestleMania. You damn horse. Okay, it's never been done before, technically, but It's still a double arse. It's still a tragedy. All these memes and shit. You know what I mean? And all this bad shit you are going on with. Hey, follow us.
On the Twitter.
At STC underscore WWE. That's what you have to do. Wardle, where can I find you?
At the real underscore Wardle.
Fantastic. Hey, yo. Serial killer, where can I find you?
They can find me at KickMatt1. KICMatt1.
Brilliant. That's what you have to do. You can find me on the Twitter at Mizza, the infamous. And you can find me on Instagram. Yes, me join the Instagram game the other day. Infamous Crack Body P. That's where you can find me. It's fantastic, fantastic. Hey, keep your pictures clean. Alright? Keep your pictures clean. Ed, I see you. Oh, you're on Instagram. What phone you got? And I know your plan, Ed. You're trying to send me dirty pictures. And my Instagram is all about representing hip-hop, okay? Don't even go there, son.
We've got to plug someone as well. You can follow Shadfather, at Shadfather85.
Only tweeting.
At some point in the near future when it can be asked, when wrestling and sports entertainment is live.
That's what you have to do, yes. And Joe can't be bothered with this Instagram and Twitter shit. That's what she said. There it is. There's all the fundamentals you need. You are listening to BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. The most intelligent but politically incorrect wrestling podcast you'll ever hear. I mean, we are on point with our predictions. Don't believe us? Ask the Altered Angle. To the point where we're going to step it up and challenge the Master Debaters and the Soul and Sports Massive. Yes, we are going there, man. We are going there. We're about to do Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. We're about to do a James Ellsworth versus AJ Styles. You know what I mean? We're going to do a Danny Bryan versus Triple T. That's exactly what we're going to do. Yo, talking of Triple T, that dirty Triple T, he's so dirty. I mean, Seth Rollins, is he out the game for another WrestleMania? It's Triple T. He cut a promo, right, guys, on Raw. Triple, and he was talking about the injury that Seth had that put him out and he couldn't fight again at WrestleMania and whatever else. And then Seth Rollins gets Becks and sees Triple in the ring and he charges for him. But then, BLOW! Samoa Joe appears out of nowhere and fucks him up. Fucks him up to the point where he has re-injured his knee. This is reported by WWE themselves. But we got Jabronis out there putting out memes like, oh no, we ain't got Seth Rollins. You know, there's a picture of Triple H and Vincent Kennedy about, well, we ain't got Seth Rollins, what we're going to do, we need to replace him. And then you see a picture underneath with Roman Reigns coming down a ramp. Now, guys, I know these memes are funny and shit, but don't jump to conclusions. Personally, I think it's a minor injury. I think it's minor. I think they might work it out as a storyline or whatever else. Serial killer, please tell me it's a work or some shit that can keep it going. I hope it is.
Hopefully it's nowhere near as bad as it was before. That'd be devastating for him and his career if he's out for another 6, 7, 8 months. I wouldn't want him to miss another WrestleMania.
It would hurt.
It's just something very minor and he'll be back in the next 4 or 5 weeks. That's probably the best we can hope for. Warner, what do you make of it all?
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel, though, if it's as bad as last time, we might have seen the last of Seth Rollins in a wrestling position.
Oh, fuck me, no.
Because
that'd be pretty horrible.
Daniel Bryan was forced to retire because he literally can't take another major bump to the head. Otherwise, he's done. And if Seth Rollins' knee is as bad as last time, he shouldn't have actually recovered as quick as he did. And he also had to be very, very careful when he came back. And if he's done it again, I don't think we'll see him wrestle. If it's as bad as it was last time, I think this could be it.
Oh,
hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because fantastic, but if he's out again for, like you said, 6, 7, 8 months, that might just be the end of his career, because that's 2 WrestleManias he's missed.
Oh.
And that's a big deal for an A player, an A-star player. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's, especially with WWE's history of injury treatment and not treatments and lawsuits and stuff like that, that's like, maybe we need to let him go kind of territory, because we can't rely on him for health and safety reasons, because they don't need another lawsuit on their hands. So
it's
interesting to see how it goes, really. But I think,
fingers crossed, it's obviously just minor, but
yeah, fingers crossed it's minor. But going on to Raw, I think it did a great job of following up the Rumble. I think they hit the nail on the head. SmackDown as well, which we'll go into in a little bit, but Raw was great. They revealed why Strowman attacked Reigns. Strowman got a title match. It all followed really well.
Yeah, it was one of the best Raws in a long time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Raw this week, man. To the point where I think SmackDown, I'm afraid, I think they beat you again. That's in my personal opinion. But then Naomi was on SmackDown, so I'm not too sure. I may need to reassess that. But the Samoa Joe appearance, I was marking the fuck out. I was like, Bomba Clutch! That killed it for me. That smashed it.
Yeah, it's great to finally have Joe on the main roster.
Yeah, that's why I had to make some modifications on my WWE 17, which I have bought back, by the way. Thank you for asking. Yeah, man. Oh, it would hurt. It would burn. It would be, for me, it would be like an Edge moment. It would be a Daniel Bryan moment. You know what I mean? Not to the point where I'd be crying tears, because I've never done that. I've never watched someone retire or like forced to retire, and I'm there crying. I've never got that far. You know what I mean? No.
Because I mean, the worst part about it, because I caught it live, right, when I was watching it live, and it was when Joe asked Rollins if he was okay, because he saw there was a bit of a limp, a bit of a wobble, and Rollins, because you could hear him say it, and he was like, not sure, I hope so. And
wait,
I was just
like,
I was marking out.
When he had him in the rear naked choke, the cookie in the clutch, whatever he calls it.
Yeah.
He's got him on the floor, the camera is like looking at them both, they're like sort of like face shot. And you just, I literally only just caught it, but he was like, oh, are you okay? And he was like, oh, I'm not sure, I hope so. And I was just like, oh, he's done. Oh, he's fucked. Oh, no. Oh, no, what's he done?
Did you watch it back, Wardle, or?
No, I caught it live, and then I watched it, back.
Right.
Because there's a clip going around on YouTube and stuff at the minute where someone's like also picked up on it and like edited it down and stuff so you can hear it and things like that. But yeah, it was pretty, there was a bit of like, I don't know, it feels to me like it's another Daniel Bryan repeat.
Oh God, I hope not, man.
He's made it, he's had his Mania moment, he's done the big epic moment, and then that's it, his career done. That's what it feels like. He had the big run in, the big cash in.
Yeah.
Never going to be done again. Fantastic moment. No one saw it, fantastic. And then that's it. That's his career defining moment, then.
Oh, it's gonna hurt, man. I sincerely hope it's not the case. We all sincerely hope it's not the case. Oh man. I hope that it's minor and they could use it in the storyline. Cause the creepy shit about that was Triple T used that shit in a promo just minutes before it even happened.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm hoping it's a work. I'm really praying it's a work. Because it's like, well, obviously it's probably not the same for you guys, but like. Like when Corey Graves was told he couldn't wrestle again.
Yeah.
Like, that killed me, because he never got to the main roster, and he was so good, submission-based wrestler, phenomenally good, like, fantastic wrestler.
He's
killing it on commentary, though. I like Corey Graves.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
But it just killed me, because I was like, he's had so much potential to do so much.
Wardle?
Yeah.
He was so good of a submission wrestler that on WWE 16... Yeah, I said it. 16, and you could apply a submission and you'd win the match. That's how bad it was. You could make any motherfucker tap with that shit.
Yeah, it was honestly, I was gutted. I was so gutted. And then we had Brian as well. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And now we potentially could be rolling. It's like, oh.
Please not. No, man, that would hurt. Rolling. Yeah,
take
I mean.
Pick Reigns. Stop.
No! No! Oh, no! Oh, no!
If there's anybody that I want to just, like, hopefully gets an irreplaceable, like, leg break, it's Roman Reigns.
No! No! Why not Zack Ryder? Oh, hang on. Oh, wait. Zack Ryder? He's already injured? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Triple T sorted him out, didn't he? That's what you get for having the Intercontinental title at Mania. I knew. I said I was going to come for you.
No!
Payback, bitch.
Oh no! And you know, I was marking out at that moment, and I was there like, you know, imaginary thinking Triple H was right in front of me, and I was shaking him by his jacket, saying Triple T, because he put back on his jacket, and he was there bending over, looking at Rollins like, what are you gonna do now? And I thought, oh no! I was laughing for the whole thing.
Speaking of surprises. This is an out of the shot Wardle prediction. Elimination Chamber.
Uh oh.
Expect to see the Revival make their debut on the main roster.
Whoa!
And the only reason I say that, because moving on to SmackDown, is the American announcers open challenge type thing that they've been doing. If they keep rolling with that, expect the Revival.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber. Open challenge at the Elimination Chamber for the belts.
I was sort of thinking that would be a post-WrestleMania thing. I think close to WrestleMania we can do a who we think is going to get called up sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. You're right there. That's a good shout there, Matt.
So I think that's probably where we're going to see Nakamura, to be honest, after WrestleMania.
Wow.
That's my thought, anyway.
It wasn't the fucking Rumble, was it?
Don't worry, we're prolonging it. And we're going to make Shad wait as well. We're going to make Shad wait for the confession. that's a tactic, isn't it? You know when you watch Raw or you watch SmackDowns and a big name, Undertaker, Kurt Angle, The Rock, or somebody like that is coming on, right? And they leave them till last, like towards the end of the show. That's what we're doing.
What's that? I need to go. Oh, sorry, guys. Right, gotta go now.
No. You're not getting out of it. Hold on, Shad. Hold tight. The only thing I want to address, just quickly, I mean, we've already touched on it earlier, Randy Orton winning the Rumbles, who he could possibly face at the big WrestleMania. I'm actually invested in the storyline right now that Randy's got going. Because Randy come out on SmackDown, like, he didn't come out on SmackDown like, oh, I won the Royal Rumble, I'm going to WrestleMania. He came out not saying shit, like he wasn't in a Rumble, right? Not only that, you got Bray Wyatt talking about, I'm going to win the Elimination Chamber, then I'm going on to WrestleMania, and Randy Orton standing right next to him. Then you got John Cena without the ring. Now, the Grant says, you know what I mean, just like we all alluded to, it ain't going to be no John Cena versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I'd be very surprised if it was. Matter of fact, I'm so confident, it ain't going to be no motherfucking Cena versus Randy Orton only at Big WrestleMania. I am so confident that, and let me think of something drastic.
You're going to go in the chair.
Oh, no.
You reckon Cena's going to lose it in the chamber?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I do.
Bray Wyatt.
I do.
Would that make an interesting program?
I do. But even if Bray Wyatt won, or Baron Corbin, or The Miz, or whoever, it doesn't matter who won, who wins. You know what I mean? Cena has still got the rematch clause. Remember that? Now, I've got to think of something drastic here, because Wardle announced something really controversial towards the end of the first half, so I've got to try and live up to that. I am so confident that John Cena and Randy Orton will not fight for the title one-on-one at WrestleMania that I'll sell WWE 17 and never buy it again.
That's not drastic.
That's drastic in my book.
What's drastic is, if you're wrong, you have to get a chair shaved into your head.
Yeah.
You're in the chair. That's drastic.
Nah, I can't do that.
It's not going to happen. Like, everyone needs to chill out. It's not going to happen. We're not going to get Orton versus Cena. Likely options that we're going to get is Bray versus Orton. Another likely option is Braun Strowman versus Randy Orton. It's very likely. Could well happen. Braun Strowman could easily pick up the Universal title at some point in the next couple of weeks, month or so. Could easily be that. It could be Orton versus KO. It could be Orton versus Lesnar, because Lesnar's probably going to get a Universal title run, because it's Lesnar, and why the fuck not?
Goldberg's going to answer the challenge on Raw, so we pretty much know that's set in stone that Brock and Goldberg are going to fight again at WrestleMania. But I see your point.
Does it mean it doesn't become a triple threat or something like that?
Between Cena, Bray, and Randy. How do we know that ain't going to happen?
Exactly.
And what becomes of Luke Harper?
Yeah, exactly. There are so many options right now, because we're so far away from WrestleMania that the title could change hands next Monday on Raw, next week on SmackDown, the week after Elimination Chamber, the week before Mania, could change the title.
Exactly.
Literally no idea what's going to happen from now until Mania.
Word up.
Just relax and enjoy.
Relax.
A very good program. It's got Randy Orton in it, and it's great.
Chill out.
That's the problem.
You know what I mean? Word up, man. Randy hit Windy Rumbles, Bombo. You know what I mean? You don't know. You know what I mean? Randy is still quiet about it and shit, man. God damn. Yeah, exactly. You don't know what could possibly happen.
For all we know, like it's happened in the past with stuff like Money in the Bank and that, he might even lose the title shot at Mania.
Isn't
it? It could happen. They could change it and give it to someone else if they want. It can easily happen.
Case in point, 2006, Rey Mysterio won the Rumble. He was going to big WrestleMania. Randy Orton didn't like that shit. Randy Orton challenged him at the No Way Out joint. Randy Orton beat him. Randy Orton was going to WrestleMania.
Who's to say that that doesn't happen again? It could. They could literally do anything with Randy Orton now. He can go to Raw, he can go to SmackDown, he can challenge Evo Champion, he can name the terms of that match if he wants to, he could lose it, hell, he could lose it to Luke Harper, or Bray Wyatt could beat him, turn on him, and beat him for his Mania spot.
Word
Who
up.
Knows what's going
to
happen.
I like the record to show as well, Wardle, that the Elimination Chamber has been announced by Shane McMahon, right? And in that match, the WWE title will be on the line. John Cena will be defending the shit against AJ Styles, who... You know what I mean? The Miz, Baron Corbin, Dean Ambrose, and Bray Wyatt himself. Six man in that chamber. Randy Orton's is not in that match. I'm just saying, where does this leave Randy Orton's if six man are in the chamber?
And who says that the chamber layout doesn't change? Maybe we'll get someone else in it. Maybe, just maybe, someone might not make it into the chamber because somebody else, like has happened before, has come out and stopped them from going in. Who knows what's going to happen?
We're
in a nice bit where nothing is that predictable, whereas this time last year we knew exactly what was going to happen between Triple and Reigns. And we did all call it to a team.
This is
so predictable.
This is why everyone online is kicking the fuss. Because they're looking at their Lord and Saviour, Tuna Meltzer. And he's going, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm telling you that this stuff's happening or being spoken about backstage. But actually, they're changing it on a whim. So I don't know. And they don't know what to do. They're going out of the mind because they have to actually watch the product without it being spoiled, whereas they want to know everything that's going on, and they just don't. And they don't like it. That's why they're complaining.
Motherfuckers acting like WrestleMania's next week, next month. You know what I mean?
And it's exactly as I tweeted to Mr. Mike Knox. I know you picked up on it as well, Mike.
Yeah, you tagged me in it, and I... Yeah.
What I've learned from this weekend of wrestling is that wrestling fans, in the inverted commas, still haven't realised that they are the problem.
Boom!
They still don't realise that no matter how much they bitch and moan, creative is fully aware you're still going to watch. Triple Teeth is fully aware that you're still going to watch. Vince McMahon is still fully aware that you're going to pay your network subscription and watch. They don't care what your opinion is, because your opinion is wrong, because they know what they're doing. Having built a billion-dollar empire, they are fully aware and fully knowing what they're doing. So just sit back and enjoy it.
Including the trolling game. WWE are in the trolling game. They're trolling motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Because our demographic are the worst for it, right? We got our demographic, and there's still the kids, and there's still the parents and the old and the older folks who watch this wrestling shit. It's a family shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, our demographic, oh, we buy the most merchandise, we do this, we do that, we do this, we do that. Same old shit, I know. Them kids are for everybody. You ever wonder why the New Day was 450 motherfucking days as champions? Because them kids are for everybody. Everybody, not just us, not just for we. Bomber class, this did it. Wow. Yo, I love that shit, man. I'm so happy that it was announced on the Talking Smack shit, right? That my baby girl, my Nubian princess, my cream of the earth, oh, bottom of the breast, and I'm talking about Naomi, has got title shot against Alexa Bliss. I think most likely at the Elimination Chamber joint. To be honest, I know it's not a prediction show until next week, but I fear that Naomi, my woman, ain't gonna win because of Nikki Bella. I believe, you know, I fear Wardle that I believe that if Alexa Bliss gonna drop that title, it might be to a certain Nikki Bella. I've just got that scary feeling.
What, Nikki Bella is gonna win it?
I've just got this scary feeling, though, Wardle.
Maybe. But I'm more inclined to say that Mickie James is probably gonna get a title run before Nikki Bella does. But that's just me.
Oh, yeah, for real. Good point.
But I'm glad that Naomi is relevant again, because she's very, very talented and should be relevant. So I'm glad they're doing it.
Matter of fact, you talk about Mickie James. I think you're bang on the money, you know, because Mickie James and Alexa Bliss are brethren, right? And let's be real. After the two of them, you know how it goes, these WrestleMania stories. One usually turns on the other. And my guess is Mickie James going to turn good against Alexa Bliss, because Alexa Bliss is doing such a great job at what she does right now. Right? She does such a great job that I call her Alexa Blitch. I can't stand her. Yeah.
She just, because, like, she only needs to have it for, like, one pay-per-view run. So literally, like, 1 month to the next. And then she can drop it again. But she, like, she's in great shape and
yeah. She's
wrestling really well. So give her a title run. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Give her a title run, or even help put Alexa over. But even though I don't think at this time Alexa needs it too tough, she doesn't really need to be put over like that. But yeah, I think you're on the money, actually. You know what I mean? I do fear Nikki Bella taking the title, but yeah, I definitely see an Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James feud come big WrestleMania time. I think you're on the money. Serial Killer. How do you feel about these, as far as SmackDown, I love the women's storylines. I love them. I love them.
SmackDown's been great. It's been really good. The women's roster, it feels like it's got more depth to it. You know, there seems to be more genuine contenders, and they've been doing a great job since the brand split, really. Better job than Raw, where it's just been Charlotte and Sasha, really, for the past 6-7 months.
Oh, yeah, and now we're going to have the Charlotte and Bayley feud. I'm going to sing a few poems. Oh, you're going to be scared now, Charlotte. Charlotte's like, yeah, bow down, I'm the queen. I'm still undefeated at this pay-per-view shit.
Pretty much. Yeah, let's try and not talk about that. Because
let's not talk about that, because that might get me thinking about Charlotte's fine ass. But moving on, yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing. It's just I really, really hope that WWE changes their mind and doesn't give Bayley the title at Mania. I really hope they don't. But please, please don't give her the title.
No!
As much as I love Bayley and as much as I loved her in NXT because she was excellent, please don't give her the title because that would be worse than Roman winning again.
Give it to Emelina! Give it the title to Emelina!
Ooh.
I don't know. Some chick is having a makeover and she's going to be seen us soon and it will be worth it, and I've heard that line before. I wasn't 21 yesterday, you see what I'm saying? I've lived through that about make it worth your while.
That was 19 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was hey. That's enough of that, lad. Once again, shout out to Trish Stratus and Lillian Garcia. I'm just saying.
Oh, for God's sake.
They're on my TV, man, making their way to the ring and shit, man. Shit! Can't I pick up two random girls? What's up, one? Finally, it's the main event. This is what WWE and STC fans around the world have been waiting for. For months, he predicted that Shinsuke Nakamura was going to make his debut at the Royal Rumble and win the shit. However, Chad Farber was adamant that that was not going to happen. That Shinsuke Nakamura was not going to appear at the Royal Rumble, not let's win it. So, they had a wager last week on the show, right? They did have a wager, right? And the loser... Basically, it went like this. If Shinsuke Nakamura appeared at the Rumbles, Shad would have to give a 5-minute confession and praise the Wardle. Conversely, if Shinsuke Nakamura did not appear at the Rumbles, then Wardle would have to give a 5-minute praise and confession to Shad. That's what they had to do. Unfortunately for Wardle, Shinsuke decided to stay in his yard after losing the title. Therefore, you have 5 minutes. Matt Sacco, I take it you've got the stopwatch?
I have.
5 minutes straight. This ain't 1 minute 26 now, you know. This is 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and me and Matt can't say shit. We might ad lib and laugh or whatever, but this...
Well, this is going to be the biggest ratings that we've had in weeks then, because people actually get to listen to me talk for a solid amount of time.
A solid 5 minutes and no interruption. You ain't got to worry. Icy Fresh is not here. Joe is not here. Chad Father's not here. Okay. Matt Sacco, whenever you're ready, just hit the start button. Are you ready, Wardle?
Yeah.
Shad Farber, I hope you're listening out there. Everyone around the world, I hope you're listening.
I would firstly like to apologise to one Mr. Shaddiest Farber for doubting his infinite wisdom in predicting. Obviously, I have a long way to go in terms of predicting because he certainly showed me a thing or two when Shinsuke, my boy Nax, didn't arrive at the Rumble. That being said, I did, however, pick it up quite a long time that he was going to be in the Rumble. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I did do that. And part of me sort of regrets this now, because I know that Shad's never going to let me forget it. The fact that he was going to prepare a speech for me says it all, really. But Shad's not here, so stop Shad, because I'm going to say that because I can. And I don't think I need to praise him, actually. No. No. Shad said Joe was going to be in the Rumble. Where was Joe, Shad? Hey, where was he? Hey, where's Ian Cooper? Where is he? But no, seriously, where's Joe? Oh, he wasn't in the Rumble. So where's my praise? I think there should be 2.5 minutes of praise. Because, if anything, Shad owes me 2.5 minutes of praise. Because Joe wasn't in the Rumble. Joe's going to be in the Rumble for sure. Oh my God, he's definitely going to be in the Rumble. Oh yeah, there's no way Nax is going to be in the Rumble. Joe's going to be in the Rumble. Where was he, Shad? Where was he? Eh? But back to the praise. Shad was right. I'm a moron for ever doubting him. He's my tag team partner. And like fool. I doubted him. And Nakamura, the slinty-eyed motherfucker, didn't turn up. And I looked embarrassed now. And my favourite guy on the roster in the world didn't turn up. And he let me down as a fan. I can't respect him anymore. He just disappointed me. And, you know, Shad made me look like a fool. And for that, I'm eternally sorry to Shadfather for ever doubting him and his infinite wisdom in these matters. And moving forward, I did say the praise and the chair. I will take a chair, but not this week because Shad's not here. I will voluntarily for Shad to relieve him of his sins, although he said Joe was going to be in the Rumble, I will take the chair on his behalf, because although he deserves to go in it, I will also take it, because he himself is a man enough to turn up, so I will take it on behalf of Shad to relieve him of his sins in doubting me when I said Joe's not going to be in it, but Nakamura will be, and vice versa. So I expect that Shadfather will do the same next week and voluntarily get in the chair with me, almost like Jesus and the crucifix. I think it's fair. I don't know what you guys think on the matter, but I think it's fair that I deserve to go in the chair on Shad's sins, on Shadfather's sins, and he's not even here to appreciate the praise that I have for him. You know what I like about Shad the most? And it's his excessive drug use. So hopefully there's no law enforcement personnel listening to this. Shadfather lives in like Wolverhampton. Excessive drug use. Very frequent trips to Poland. Always taking empty bags and coming back full. Maybe like some sort of smuggling operation? I'm just saying, hypothetically, of course. You know, and then it was weird that Shad said that Snooker was going to die, and then literally about a week later he died. I'm just saying that that's drugs, smuggling, and murder? Maybe I need to go in the chair for his sins, because clearly he's a sinful person, and I need to rectify his situation on behalf of Shad, because he's got bad ways. But in terms of predictions, he is spot on, you know. Except for the Rumble, of course, where I beat him in overall predictions. You know, let's not forget this. Sacco beat him. And, you know, Sacco's part of NXSTC, same as AJ. So...
eat a dick.
this is the personality. And Joe's not here. Big Mouth Joe. Where is she? Hey? She had a lot to say in the old group chat. But she's not here all of a sudden.
Ding, 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 ding. 5 minutes are up.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
If I'm going down, I'm going down swinging.
Wow.
You were doing well for about 2.5 minutes in. You were floundering a little bit. You picked it back up, and in the last 30 seconds, you were drowning.
The people needed to hear the truth, really, about Shad and his smuggling operation.
I just found it very hard to give 5 minutes of praise to anyone.
Well, Shad was going to send me a script of what he wanted to say, because that was the agreement, was we would send each other, whoever lost, would send them praise to be read out. So I was flying blind, but I'm open for Shad to send me some praise for me to read out on next week's show, and I will happily... From Shad's heart, after I take the chair for his sins, I will happily read it as well, so that everyone's fully aware that I am sin-free going forward.
There is a possibility, Ward, that Shad may not even be on next week's show because of work commitments as well.
Fuck Shad.
He's just spending the 2 weeks writing the perfect sort of grub for you, Warder.
And I'd also like to point out that in that 5-minute confession, you said that Shad goes to Poland with empty bags and come back full. Now, my question to you is, Waddle, ain't it the other way round?
Oh,
I get Mike going again.
I'm sorry, Shad.
Dirty boy. Don't apologise to Shad. He doesn't deserve it. He was making it out that Joe was going to be in the Rumble, and he was like, no, it's not going to be Nakamura. It's definitely going to be Joe. Definitely. If you go back and listen to the show, right, I quoted him because he did say it. No, it's not going to be Nakamura. It's definitely going to be Joe. And where is he? I think, if anything, he also lost that little bet because he basically said the same thing as I was, that Joe was definitely going to be in there and Nakamura was definitely going to be in there. If anything, Shadfather owes me some time. Hard time.
Hard times!
He's going to get in that chair.
Oh my God, 250, you know, that killed me.
He needs to be 250. I had to spend 5 minutes talking about Shad, and that's why I started cussing him out, because I'd realised he owed me 2/3. Why am I paying, like, a one? Why am I paying one? He owed me 2/5. Why am I taking all this in?
Oh my days, wow. Shad.
Fuck Shad, not here. Fuck Shad.
Oh.
Not here.
Hang on, wait a minute, what, have we got to stay on the same page here? I mean, after all, we are supposed to be challenging the Southern Sports people, and...
We don't need Chad.
No!
You got three out of seven or whatever it was. Rumble. What a letdown, even Joe did better, and she's not even got internet properly.
No!
And she's only just got internet. They've only just got the Nokia 3210 phones up there.
No!
Even predicted better than Shad. And Shad's supposed to be the mystical fucking Jesus of predictions. Where is he? Where is he, eh? Not predicting anything. Even Wardle did better. And my hit rate with pay-per-views is normally pretty shit. I was on the money, this would be my Jesus.
Thank you.